You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to take care of themselves and the relationship they have with their mothers. And it is December 29th, 2023. So let's talk about three untruths to leave behind in 2023 and three questions and things to practice that we can bring with us into 2024. So untruth number one. I'm a bad daughter. Now, despite millennia of conditioning that makes it feel true, it is not true. It has never been true. You do not need to be monitored or checked in this way, as if you don't have any inherent or intrinsic motivation to embody kindness, dignity, and compassion. And note, I am not saying selfless martyrdom here. As well, embodying fierceness or selfishness or ambition or any of the myriad things you may have been scolded for doesn't make you bad either. So your mother not liking your behavior doesn't make you bad, ever. Full stop. Practice this instead. I am neither good nor bad. And I'm done with harmful, shame-laden binaries that keep me stuck in patterns that don't serve me. This frees you up to explore what you value and what it means to live in integrity with your values, which is the foundation for healthy boundaries. And compassion without boundaries is self-destruction. So here's the question. If it weren't about being good or bad, what choices would you make in regards to the relationship you have with your mother? Untruth number two. I'm too sensitive, weak, or reactive. Your body's wisdom, aka your nervous system, is never wrong or shameful. Being triggered is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of your humanity. Work with it rather than against it. And practice this instead. I have expanded my understanding of and my ability to recognize dysfunction, abuse, and harm. I choose to understand myself and my triggers from a place of curiosity and wisdom rather than shame. This is maturity, not weakness, reactivity, or naivete. This frees you up to define what growth and healing looks like to you, to cultivate safety and security because it's not silly or ridiculous or selfish to take care of yourself in that way, and to have access to healthy anger, to your fierceness that knows when to growl in warning because that is kind. This is reclaiming the power that comes from and with sensitivity, not denying it. And here's the question. If you stopped being ashamed of your body for trying to keep you safe, which is its job, by the way, what would it tell you? How could you work with it and gain its trust? Untruth number three. It's my job to fix the relationship and make things right. This usually means being who your mother thinks you should be and not having honest conversations with her about how you feel. Because she acts like doing so hurts her. In other words, fixing the relationship means being responsible for how she feels. And that means you're engaging in her emotional immaturity. I'm going to talk a little bit about that soon. Practice this instead. It's not my job to be someone my mother approves of or to protect her from her own feelings so the relationship can be fixed or go back to the way it used to be. This frees you up to take responsibility for who you were being now versus being in reaction to her, to manage your behavior, not hers, and to take blame, justification, and over-explaining out of the equation. You may have spent much of your life trying to make things right with your mother because you believe the first two untruths, that you're bad and that you're too sensitive or weak. And no matter how hard your brain works to find evidence for this being true, it is just not. So here's the question. If you stopped trying to fix it, who would you be? What would you do with your time and energy instead? Now, if these untruths feel true to you, you may have been raised by an emotionally immature mother, and that is not an insult or an accusation. It is the result of her growing up in a family and a culture in which it isn't safe to have and express feelings. And then she raised you the same way because she wanted to keep you safe, right? This is a systems problem, not a mother problem specifically. And as much as your mother probably prizes honesty, she taught you by example that it's not okay and that's not safe to be honest about the one thing that makes you you, your feelings. That makes many of us emotionally mature. I, for sure, am emotionally immature in some ways, in some situations, and with certain people. And knowing that about myself frees me rather than imprisons me. And that's the difference, I think, between many of us and our mothers. So the bottom line is this. Any hurt or anger or fear or sadness that your mother feels and tries to make you responsible for isn't the result of you being yourself or you setting boundaries. It doesn't even come from you going no contact if you have, even though she thinks that's why she feels the way she does. And as long as she thinks that, and as long as she is focused on you as the cause of her feelings, she will continue to feel hurt and angry and fear and sadness. As long as you believe it too, you will continue to feel like a bad girl and try to fix it. For her to break that pattern and for her to feel better, she could choose to look inward and ask herself, why do I feel this way when my daughter acts that way? Why do I react this way when my daughter sets a boundary with me? Why do I feel this way when my daughter tells me something that I did when she was a child hurt her? She could choose to practice emotional maturity, to befriend her emotions and understand them rather than being afraid of them. She could choose to say, you know what, I made mistakes and did stuff I wish I hadn't done, and I'm willing to work through that so I can forgive myself rather than make this about my daughter. She could choose to stop running from her own triggers. She could choose to stop involving you or making you responsible She could choose to stop involving you in or making you responsible for what is hers to do. She could choose to work through it with a therapist or with someone like me or many others out there who can hold her hand with so much compassion as she walks through the fire and comes out on the other side, free from those crippling untruths that she believes about herself, whether she knows it or not. Because that's what we're talking about, right? The reason she raised you the way she did, and the reason that you feel the way you feel now, is those untruths that we're being raised, our parents, our mothers are raising us within a system that has us believing those untruths. And as I was writing this, as I was thinking about this subject, I was reminded of something that I wrote in the book that came out earlier this year, You Are Not Your Mother, Releasing Generational Trauma and Shame. There are mothers who, instead of being okay with their daughters choosing a different way, they take it as a personal affront and rebuke of themselves and their values and their mothering. And when uncomfortable feelings, usually fear, shame, or grief, arise, they don't have a healthy way to process those emotions because they were taught not to. And in some cases, those feelings are so painful that they trigger fight, flight, freeze, fawn. And if your mother is one of those mothers, when you try to talk to her about it, you're met with some combination of a blank stare, tears, dismissive comments, helplessness, pity, resentment, contempt, anger. You definitely don't get any empathy because the vulnerability is too much. She can't have these conversations. She can't acknowledge her own trauma or choose to do her own healing work because her nervous system has been hijacked. And even though the tools are now available to her too, she won't use them. And over time, She creates a narcissistic shield to protect her from the shame, the fear, the grief, and she becomes increasingly bitter, critical, and negative, and projects that onto you. Now, understanding that and having compassion for it does not mean giving up and letting your mother's emotional immaturity run the show. It's an invitation to make a different choice and to tend to your own emotional immaturity without shame, without defensiveness. And I'd like to close this out with a quote from Mary Oliver. "And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save." Much, much love, Karen.